Welcome to another edition of Media Mink. Psychic medium Jeffrey Wands is with me. Now, this was sort of a unique situation because we had a guest scheduled that couldn't make it. And then we were like, well, why don't we just call Maria? Cause, listen, you are always special. But
we
to call you...
We knew we'd get you
right. You're always going to be special to us, and you're always a special guest. But to say special guest is sort of like you're just a part of the family.
Thank you so much.
You know, and like every...
I'm on call. You call me, here I am.
Well, even when we have like a different type of psychic in, yeah. I'm usually getting the request, date of birth, time of birth. I'm like, no, we don't have an astrologer on. That's Maria. Well, can that person just do my chart? I'm like, I don't think so.
And you know what I get? I get people that are like, oh, can you read my palm? Can you read my tea leaves? Can you talk to my dead people? No. It's your birthday, so we get the opposites.
Right. I do stars. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And you're here... Obviously, you're here because, you know, we needed a guest and you're the best at it. But there's also something going on that you can talk about, right?
There's always something going on to talk about.
Is the reason why people are crazy lately because of what you're about to talk about? Or is that just in general?
People are always crazy. I mean, seriously, I was thinking about my Jerry Springer moments across my lifespan as I was driving here. You know, we've all had those Jerry Springer moments in our life, right?
That was my entire childhood. That was like ages two to now.
Okay. I've had about four that I can recall that I would really qualify as these are Jerry Springer show worthy. But your childhood, then, you know, you need your own reality show then. If it's your whole childhood.
My childhood and my grandmother could be considered unique.
Okay. Unique.
Unique.
Okay.
Like, nobody learned how to throw an uppercut to the labanza, which is the stomach, by the way, from their grandmother like I did. But
that's cool. I wish she could come here and teach us all how to fight. That'd be fun, right? That'd be so fun.
It was a different type of childhood.
Okay.
But what is going on with this this full moon?
So tomorrow night, there is a full moon in Scorpio, and it is a very special full moon. Everything's special in astrology. But, okay, normally Scorpio, when we hear Scorpio, everybody's like, ooh, the darkness.
Yeah.
Everything that's in the closet, hidden, secrets. And it is. It's trauma. You know, Scorpio is the professional at trauma, at dealing with the darkness, the underworld, including, it actually rules talking to dead people, mediumship, the underworld, the occult.
So people who are Scorpios are generally more darker?
Oh, yeah. Scorpios are not superficial at all. Scorpios, they are like the ultimate poker face. You think you know a Scorpio, you do not know a Scorpio. You think sun, moon, rising, your personal planets, Mars and Scorpio, Venus and Scorpio, no. They show you what they want to show you because Scorpio is very, very big on control, controlling their world so that they feel safe. And they let you in little by little. They test you and they don't fully trust. This is a Scorpio energy because Scorpio is filled with a lifetime of trauma, betrayal, hardship, really, really rough things. So now this full moon in Scorpio, full moons bring things to culmination, to light, to awareness, to completion. This particular full moon is special because it is opposite Uranus in Taurus. Okay, so it's always, the sun and the moon are always opposite in a full moon. Sun's in Taurus now. Happy birthday to us, pretty soon. but the moon is going to be in Scorpio. Okay, so that's the opposition, which is the awareness illumination part. But the sun is next to the planet Uranus right now. And Uranus is everything unpredictable. You'll never know what Uranus is going to do. It shakes things up and it is sudden. It's so fast. So this is why I started talking about the Jerry Springer moments, because Jerry Springer moments in our life usually happen without warning. We're blindsided. It's like, boom, you're eating dinner and then all of a sudden there's like massive chaos and, you know, stuff's going down. Well, that is what this full moon will be like in your life. In wherever it falls in your chart, however it, you know, lands in your world, there will be a sudden Jerry Springer moment in your life. There will be a sudden release of trauma, perhaps, which is probably the best thing you could do in this full moon. It could be a really magnificent time for healing, sudden intense release of trauma, an awareness of it that lets you heal. But it could also be secrets revealed suddenly. And I actually talked in depth every single sign on my YouTube channel for the horoscopes for April, I talked about where the secrets could be revealed in your life.
But secrets being revealed isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No.
It might be a shocking thing.
It will be a shocking thing, but you're right. Not necessarily a bad thing. It's necessary.
Right.
Necessary. Sometimes you need to know that your husband's cheating on you. Sometimes
so this
you
is
need
like
to know
the dirty
that you're
laundry.
Not the baby's father. You know?
Oh.
Jerry Springer moments.
Wait, what do you mean that I'm not the baby's father? Jeff! Like, he does that to me every once in a while. I'm like, well, I don't have any kids. And he's like, that you know of. And then I stare at him. He's like, I'm just kidding. I'm like, don't do that to me.
Did I say anything?
Yeah.
I just looked up and you said that.
Now, what fascinates me is that Jeffrey lives the most drama-free life on the planet. I don't know anybody who has a lot. I mean, other than...
Well, drama, I was going to say, drama finds him with things that are out of his control, like the house.
Yeah, which drives me crazy.
Okay, the house.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I would think a house burning down is drama.
Okay, all right, I'll give you that. Fine. I'm talking about with scandalous things and crazy dark stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Well, I've had crazies. I mean, I have had people I had to deal with that were very stressful. But you know, thank God, I'm not like Meghan Markle. I'm not in. Sitting with Oprah saying, you know, stuff that the queen's going to get pissed off at. So.
Why does the world care about that?
I don't know.
I mean,
I live in my bubble. I don't even know what's
outrage.
Going on.
Outrage. How dare she?
What'd she do?
Overturn secrets of the kingdom. So, she married a prince and they pissed everybody off in England.
Okay.
Like, who gives a damn?
Nobody.
And people. There are people that are like offended because the redhead, what's his name? Harold? Right?
Harry.
Okay. So he married an actress and they wanted to secede from the kingdom because she wanted to act. And you can't do that if you're in the royal family.
Oh.
So then she went on Oprah and they're racist. They're mean. It's like that's their business. We don't know the whole story. And who gives a damn?
And what is that accomplishing? Why do you have to assassinate the character of a person or a family?
Danielle, I can give two blanks about Meghan Markle. Thank you.
Yeah.
If Meghan Markle wants to call in and give us her date of birth, time of birth, and place of birth, Maria will treat her like everybody else.
And I'll tell her to grow up.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Which, by the way... please welcome astrologer Maria DeSimone, a very special guest of the show. If you want Maria throughout the course of this show to give you an astrology reading, what you need to do is give me your date of birth, place of birth, and time of birth. Instant message us, private message us on the Shark Facebook page. That's the best way. If you try giving me this information in Messenger, it goes too fast and I can't. I just can't write it down too quick. And already we have the spammers in trying to get free readings saying message me. Do not message anybody who tells you to on this show for a reading. They are not a part of the show. I don't know who this Harry guy is. So we try to take care of the spammers, but they're constantly spamming. Like the guy right now who's asking... He's actually asking my sister to DM him. Yeah, right. Like, just everybody just stop with the nonsense. But anyway, Maria DeSimone is here. If you do want a astrological reading from Maria, I need date of birth, place of birth, and time of birth, and we'll get to it. Actually, the first one was sent to me earlier when we tweeted out that you were going to be here. It's Jessica.
Okay.
November 17th, 1979.
What time?
3:25 p.m. Bethpage.
3:25 p.m. Bethpage.
Which I would assume that's the hospital on Hempstead Turnpike.
Yeah, or maybe she was born at Grumman's.
Grumman's. Yeah,
November
it's possible.
17th, 1979. What happened? Why is my
technology?
Is it the Venus. Full moon?
Yeah, it's, Uranus always does.
Sure. What happened?
You
it's
leave
okay.
my.
I. It's okay. I'll use a backup on my phone if it doesn't work. We'll do this one more time. That's weird. That's never happened. I'm going to have to reboot my computer. So while I reboot my computer.
So we shall get to that in a few minutes.
Well, what I could do is put it on my phone, on my app on my phone, if you want to give it to me again.
Sure. It is.
Sorry.
No worries. No. November 17th. Well, you said it's a full moon coming, so
and
weird
Uranus
things happen.
Uranus is involved.
Right?
Yeah. Like, seriously. Restart anyway, please, computer. Okay, so Jess. So we said, this one is different. This one has the location first. So she was born in Bethpage, you said.
Bethpage.
Okay. So
3:25 p.m.
Bethpage. Jeffrey said I was going to need my plug. He knew something was up on my computer. Did you?
Yep.
So, okay, so no.
I could feel it.
Yeah, that's pretty funny because that's the first time that ever happened. November 17th, 1979. This is what I use when I'm out at restaurants and drinking with my friends, and everybody's like, look at my chart, look at my chart. I'm sorry, 3:25 p.m., right?
Yeah. Yes. Isn't that annoying when people are, you're a psychic? What do you see for me now?
I'm like, I got my app. Okay, so November 17th, 1979, 3:25 p.m., Bethpage. Sorry, Jess. All right, so, of course she has Taurus rising. This full moon is in her relationship sector.
Okay.
So that means something's going on with you with partnership, either. Now, this could be a business partnership or it could be a marriage committed relationship. Again, the theme is secrets are being revealed. There is some kind of trauma that could be released. I know it sounds very deep and dark and ominous, but it will ultimately serve you to find out whatever this situation is. Is she around anywhere? Did she have a question or did she just want me to?
No, just a general reading as to what's going on.
Okay, well, it does look like there is something significant going on with a personal relationship, whether it's a business partner or a marriage partner committed relationship. I know, she's going to be, it's very emotional for her. She has a Scorpio moon on the partnership.
She said she's here.
Okay, so she has. So, Jess, you have a Scorpio moon right on your partnership sector, too, which basically is enhancing the intensity of this lunation for you because you have the moon in Scorpio, and this is a full moon in Scorpio, and it's just bringing some kind of unexpected awareness. What's going on? Anything specific that she's typing, or are we going to leave it at
that?
She
will in a second. She will, okay. I'm sure.
Yeah, because this is pretty deep.
She has been into it since she found out that you were on. We also have a ton. Every time you're on, the amount of
can't type fast enough.
But Facebook's actually giving me a hard time going back and forth between the comments and the questions. They changed their entire landscape again, and it's
annoying.
A huge pain in the butt.
So you can't read whatever Jess is saying.
No, I'm trying.
She's definitely.
I mean, is that's basically going to be the running theme of most of the night, right? With the full moon.
Well, if it plugs into your personal birth chart in a mathematical way, exactly the way it is for Jess, 100%. This is significant for Jess. This full moon.
In a situation where family, she wants to know about family.
She wants to know about. Okay, so there is the moon rules her fourth house of home and family. And it looks like there is some kind of emotional news coming from a relative and some kind of an ending situation. So this could be if you're looking to sell a house, you sell the house.
Right.
If there is a very terminally ill relative, maybe that's when the relative passes. It's not going to happen. You know, if there is some bad blood between you and a relative, it's coming to
this
a head.
This is when it
the
comes
Jerry
to a
Springer
head.
Moment
yeah.
in the, is happening for her in that respect. That's what I could tell her about her family.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at this weird computer. I cannot believe what's happening. Like, dude, this has never happened. Thank God I have my backup.
We have had moments on this show. Like, remember we had Chris Roach in, and Jeffrey started talking about his mom. Like, your mom's here. The next thing you know, the screen went purple.
Yeah.
Really?
And just wiped for the rest of the night.
Yeah, he was a mama's boy. He's such a sweet guy. He's a big guy. He's a comedian.
Okay.
So we did I did an event for Make-A-Wish, and he was the opener. He's just very, very funny.
Did you ever see the show with Kevin James after King of Queens, Kevin Can Wait, the one where it takes place in Massapequa?
Yes. Yes.
Chris Roach played Mott, the biggest friend of his, one of the four cops, the retired cops that used to sit around with him.
Okay.
He was like the really big guy.
Yeah, that show didn't last too long.
Yeah.
Well, they made a big mistake trying to turn it back into King of Queens. They killed the wife off, and they brought Leah Remini back.
That's right.
It's like, no, I already saw this show. I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So is there anybody that's going to be unaffected by this full moon, or is everybody affected somehow?
Everybody's affected somehow, but the extent of it, again, depends on the math in your personal chart. The theme overall for every sign is some kind of releasing of trauma, secrets being revealed, and intense emotions. And it falls in a different house in your chart, depending on what sign you are. So that highlights a different area of your life.
Well, this one's pretty wild. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay. What's the first name?
This is Melanie.
Melanie? Why is she wild? Because she's born in
Albuquerque. No, just because it's New Mexico.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see. New Mexico.
I mean, it's usually around here. It's usually like Long Island, or we'll get like Australia. January 25th, 1990. 10:54 a.m.
1990. And you said 10:54 a.m.
A.m., yeah. I think I got the hang of it.
I love that people know now to go look on their birth certificate because we're getting all, you know, like 10:54 a.m. So January.
You and my girlfriend doesn't know when she was, what time she was born.
I just told her how to fix that. She knows how to fix it. Now, maybe I should actually say it on the air so everybody else knows.
Yeah.
So it's very common when you look at your birth certificate and you're like, oh, my time of birth isn't on there. Well, that's because you probably have a short form copy. So what you have to do is you go and you Google your local Bureau of Vital Statistics for whatever state you were born in. And you go on that website and you order a copy of your birth certificate, and it gives you a choice between a long form copy and a short form copy. You choose the long form copy because that is what has your time of birth on it.
You probably can't go to Vital Statistics
online
anymore, right?
No, you do it on the website. And I think it's like, you know, $15-$20, takes 3 weeks. Boom, you know your time of birth.
Well, her mom has given her three different times of birth in front of me.
We don't trust mom. No, you're in labor. No. I mean, come on now. You're pushing out a grapefruit. No, or a melon, or a pineapple in this case. I mean, come on now. You are not going to trust the mother with a time of birth.
So, Melanie, we're going to you next. We're just a little slower.
Okay, so now, for you, Melanie, this full moon is actually triggering some stress for you in career because you have an Aquarius sun that's close to the degree of this full moon, and that Aquarius sun is in your 10th house of career. So, I suspect that there is some kind of pressure and frustration happening with either a client, a business partner, something, a boss, somebody connected to you professionally. And you are going through some pretty transforming transits overall when it comes to career and money. So it looks like that area of your life is under revision right now. You could actually be coming into a lot of empowerment financially over the next few months if you use this energy correctly. So I don't know if she could respond with whatever's going on with career, or is she, I don't know how fast they
are. There certain signs that will be affected one particular way over another? If you're a Cancer, would that affect you? Will this full moon affect you in a different way than if you were like a Taurus?
Well, again, it depends on where the full moon falls in your birth chart. So Cancers, it falls in one house, and Taurus, it falls in another house. So it definitely affects everybody uniquely and specifically.
Let's see. She is changing her career. It's awful, and she's frustrated about it.
It's awful? Why is it awful? She has to let it go.
Mel, I don't know if you heard that, but you need to let it go completely.
Okay, so that's the thing with Scorpio.
She's learning how to make money and knowing my worth with the deep changes.
That's good, because I can see the empowerment for her financially.
Thanks for the Rona.
It's going to be a little bit of a road.
I sneezed a little bit.
A little bit of a road. I think that it's time to move on now. This expect something this week to happen with this career situation.
That soon? This week?
The full moon's tomorrow.
Okay.
And with Uranus, the thing with Uranus is that it delivers news immediately. That's the only thing an astrologer can accurately say about Uranus, is that it's going to happen immediately.
Look at my chart. Did Jeffrey just get us sick?
No.
Come on now. No. But
Joking. But
Melanie, do the new career. Yeah, be your own boss. You're supposed to be, or she could be really good with corporate America, like a high level position, whatever she does. But I see you. You're supposed to have incredible leadership with whatever it is that you're doing.
So something like this is really like the turning point for a lot of people. Like tomorrow, next couple of days is going to be showtime for a lot of people.
I'm telling you, she's going to have a Jerry Springer moment in her career. Okay. And she'll look back on this and be like, this is what made me realize I'm such a badass and I can make the money on my own.
I don't know how to. Where was it? I just found one that is out of control.
Okay.
Manchester, England.
The name is out of control?
No.
Oh.
The name of where this woman was from is out of control. It was somewhere in Canada, but like, I couldn't even get to pronounce it, let alone spell it.
Well, I need a name first.
No, it was Saskatchewan. No, I know where Saskatchewan is because that's where Bret Hart won the WWE title in 92.
Right.
See? So, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. All right, this is Yvonne.
Okay.
August 5th, 1973.
And what time?
10 p.m. on the nose. I asked her. She says...
Okay, and location?
Manchester, England.
That's not weird.
No, that's not the one. I lost it.
Oh.
Oh, there it is. That'll be next.
Okay. Manchester, England. So August.
All right, Yvonne, we're on you now.
73. All right, thank God it worked. Okay.
Oh, your computer's back?
Yeah, it restarted. It worked. Okay, so. Yvonne, where is this full moon falling for you? Where'd you go? She also has a Scorpio. Isn't it funny how there's always themes that people, the callers, she has a Scorpio moon also. And this full moon is hitting you, Yvonne, in your partnership sector as well, next to your Scorpio moon. And in your case, I believe that you are being, you're being disillusioned. You're not seeing something that's about to be shown. And it doesn't have to be as awful as a horrible betrayal that you'll never recover from. However, you do have multiple indicators right now of deception, of something is going on. The wool is being pulled over your eyes and it's about to come off and you're about to see. You're about to see whatever this is. And it does seem to relate to a marriage partnership. It could be business. It could be with a client, that kind of a thing. And I want to give you a really, really strong piece of advice. If your birth time is accurate, then that means you have Neptune right now over your ascendant. And Neptune is the planet of spirituality, but it is also the planet of confusion, illusion, self-deception. And when Neptune crosses your ascendant, you could feel like you're going crazy. And whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're about to hear, you may feel like you need to self-medicate, you need to drink, you go do drugs, go do something really unhealthy to numb whatever's going on. I don't want you to do that. I want you to remember what I'm telling you right now. For the next year of your life, I want you to be very aware of doing high vibration Neptune because it will save your soul and your sanity. And what is high vibration Neptune? Anything that is connected to art, music, film, photography, the spiritual world, psychic development in a structured way, not charlatans, you know, legitimate psychic development workshops or classes, being near the water, doing something peaceful like yoga, meditation, hypnotherapy. When my son Vincent was going through this transit, it was a very, very difficult time for him, and I saw it, and I said, okay, what high vibration Neptune thing can I do for this kid? He's only 15. Well, what I did was I found this meditation expert who does personalized meditation and tapes. It was a CD at the time. And I got some personalized meditation CDs for him that I gave to him. And I said, then just do me a favor and listen to this every night before you go to sleep. And I believe it helped him tremendously because the low vibration Neptune energy is going to come in for her. And Yvonne, it's right in your face right now. And this full moon may trigger this for you in some way. So if you're not already engaged in a high vibration Neptune, you must do that now because you're being spiritualized. You're being sensitized. and softened emotionally in a very big way.
All right, we'll get to the next one in a minute because it's going to take me some time to spell it. It's like out of control.
Okay.
These the Canadians.
The name of this Canadian.
Lena is her name.
And when was she born?
October 9th, 1975 at 2:01 a.m.
So far, so good. Now, where is this mystery place?
Kapuskasing, Ontario, Canada.
That's northern Ontario.
Why would you know that?
Because I know Ontario.
Are you going to spell
it? Oh, Kapuskasing. Ask Jeffrey. He seems to know.
I don't know. But
you're either spelling it or I'm putting Ontario, Canada and calling it a day.
K-A-P-U.
K-A-P-U.
Oh, wait a minute. She's schooling me now. It's Kapuskasing. Be careful with that, Lena.
Can you just spell it? K-A-P-U.
S-K-A.
S-K-A.
Sing.
Sing?
Yeah.
S-I-N-G.
Kapuskasing.
Kapuskasing.
What the hell?
Canada.
Yeah. Ontario.
Wow, my software recognized it. It came right up.
There you go. That's
look at that.
Impressive.
Okay.
It's more impressive that you recognized it.
Wow. Okay. So, Lena. This is Lena.
Lena.
She says it's indigenous, means bend in the river.
Bend in the river.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Because I know you. Don't go there.
You, Lena, this full moon is happening in your home and family sector next to the planet Uranus. You have Uranus and Scorpio in your fourth house. The full moon's happening in Scorpio next to Uranus. Some big change is happening in your family, whether it is a relocation, whether it's sudden news from a family member. That's all right in front of you. You're going to understand that this week. You may know what this is already. It doesn't have to wreck your life or ruin your world in any way. It's just sudden news. Now, this could be a sudden healing with a family situation, or it could be a sudden Jerry Springer moment in a family situation for you. I don't know what's going on in your life. So, you know, that's what is right there for her.
So when it comes to, like, when somebody comes to you for a reading, like, I remember you did one with me, God, it was over a year and a half ago now, and it lasted like 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what people are seeing now is pretty much like the crash course in astrology, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, how do you get deep with people?
Oh.
And where do you...
Okay, so when I do an actual personal consultation, I'm preparing your chart, and then I'm preparing all of your cycles for the next year ahead that
okay.
are very important for you. So the transits, I'm only doing transits on the show. The transits are the planets in the sky now and how they connect
right.
to your birth chart. There are other methods of prediction that astrologers use. So when I do an actual consultation, I'm utilizing all of the methods of prediction, progression, solar arc directions, everything in my
3 months, 6 months.
For 1 year.
Okay.
For whatever is relevant for 1 year. And then we get in depth to talk about your life, your journey, what's going on, and how to navigate it all and maximize the good stuff.
I mean, because, like, what you do is absolutely amazing. And every time you do one of these, people are like, oh, my God, that's so dead accurate. But it's a total time of a couple of minutes where when they sit with you,
this
it's...
This is quickie astrology.
Yeah.
This is nothing compared to an actual consultation.
Which is what I want people to understand. How do people find you?
So just go to my website, insightfulastrology.com, and you could find out about booking a session there, watch my videos, surf around.
All right. We're going to get into a couple more of these. If you are interested in an astrology reading, it's date of birth, place of birth, and time of birth. We're here with special guest Maria DeSimone, an astrologer who we had on this show and can't say enough good things about. Let's get into Victoria.
Okay.
January 16th, 1975, it looks like.
Uh-huh. What time?
Queens, New York.
Okay.
12:30 p.m., sorry. She wants to know about health.
Okay. So she's January 16th, 1975, Queens, New York, 12:30 p.m. And she wants to know about health. And, of course, the full moon is happening in your health sector, Victoria, and it is next to the planet Uranus. You also have Uranus and Scorpio. So I need you to understand that for you, this is in your health sector, and the moon is next to Uranus, and there's an opposition with Uranus happening at the same time. So there's a lot of unexpected developments that have been going on overall for you with health for about 9 months already. And so this full moon can bring it to completion. Like, let's say you have a treatment protocol. Maybe you're finishing up the treatment. It can also be this awareness of, okay, this is what we have to do to heal my body, and it's a lot deeper than I thought. And Scorpio does rule surgery and surgeons. So there could, if this is applicable for you, there could be a surgery. Scorpio, as far as medical astrology, rules the reproductive organs, sex organs, and it does rule the deeper diseases like cancers, you know, things like that. So there may be, those may be some of the issues that you're addressing right now.
I don't know how all you guys aren't drunk 24/7 talking about like health issues, and it could be cancer or this or that. Like, I could not handle talking to people about this stuff.
I
get upset when I have to tell people there's a traffic accident or something.
I don't know. I think I don't know if Jeffrey agrees, but I feel like when, and actually somebody told me this once. I was filming a show with somebody. It was like a sizzle reel, and there was a ghost hunter who was also on the show, and she was watching me work.
Okay.
And she said that, you know, I'm Maria when I'm not working, and then once I get into this mode, it's like something shifts in me and somebody else takes over.
Okay.
Okay, so I believe, I call it God. I know Jeffrey probably calls it your guides and whatever most people do.
I call it Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, Bruce Springsteen takes over my brain and body, and I think that provides a certain amount of protection for me, so that I'm not sitting here crying and hysterical, like, oh my God, you were raped and brutalized. Oh my God, no, my job is to deliver, to help, to, you know, help you move forward from it. And that, I don't know, that's my theory of why I don't fall apart like a hot mess. What's your theory?
I just am so used to it that I step back, I take a breath, I'm like, you know what? I give as much as I can give. You're not going to make everybody happy. And you could say, go make a left of the fork in the road, and they're going to make a right. So you can't take that responsibility.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is, you know, people tend to think that we're God when we say something. Like, what we say is gospel.
All right, they get mad when they purposely defy what you tell them, and then it doesn't come true.
Or if it doesn't happen. I mean, you know, nobody's 100% accurate.
Right.
But, you know, I'm
a human. Well, free will, they can screw it up.
And maybe I'm screwing up how I'm delivering it. I'm not God. I'm not claiming 100% accuracy. I'm doing the best I can with the tool that I have. And the intention is always to help. So you have to receive it in a conscious way.
Your life, you have to do the work no matter what it is. Like, whatever you tell somebody, it's not just going to magically appear no matter what.
Right. Yeah.
You know, in today's world, everybody just expects everything delivered to their doorstep, and that's not the way things work.
It's not.
Listen, I've told the story. Maria had done a reading with me, and she told me something about my divorce that just seemed impossible. You know, she said that I was going to have some issues and need a lawyer, and there was nothing about this divorce that made me believe that was going to happen. And she was insistent, and, you know, I let it go because it's like, okay, we'll see what happens. Well, then the pandemic hit, and we really had no choice because the court shut down, and we needed somebody to be a liaison. It's like, oh, yeah, she was right. I didn't need a lawyer. No reason. We didn't need to split anything up. It was so amicable.
It made no sense. Yeah. Right? And then nobody knew the how behind it. And that's why I sound like Crazy Maria when I say certain things. And I just laugh with my clients. And I'm like, all right, look, just, you know, write it down. These are the dates. This is the theme. Talk to me in 6 months.
Well, it's because you need to have an open mind. I mean, I'm cynical by nature. But having a mother that did this stuff, I've been around it. Mm-hmm. You can't expect what's being told to you to always make sense.
Right.
Because when you're talking about future predictions, it's not here yet. It doesn't make sense because you don't know it yet.
You don't know it yet. And if it's something you don't want to hear, you don't want it to happen. Mm-hmm. You don't want to acknowledge it. You don't want to confront it. So then the universe forces you to confront it. And
listen,
boom.
I've had friends, no psychic ability whatsoever, but friends, I would tell them, your girl's cheating on you. You need to. No, she's not.
Mm-hmm.
The denial, everybody could see it,
mm-hmm.
but not the person in it, because they don't want to have to deal. They know deep down what's going on.
Yes.
But that would entail an entire life change, and they don't want to go through it.
Uh-huh.
So they'd rather stick their head in the sand.
Right.
But then that's what I don't understand when they call you and like, well, tell me the truth, and then you tell them, and then they're mad about it. But
Life.
Which is, again, why I would be drunk 24/7. Anyway, this is... did we do... No, this is new. Janine.
Okay, hang on.
I don't have a...
Day
for this. If you are, if you do want a reading from Maria, please go to the private messenger, not the instant messages, because I can't write things down fast enough, and I already screwed one up. But okay, so this is Janine, March 16th, 1979. Bethpage.
Did you say 1969?
1979. 3/16/79.
Okay, what time?
9:02 p.m.
In
Bethpage.
PM. Bethpage, did she have a question or just
no?
Whatever?
Just general.
Oh, Scorpio. Oh, so the full another Scorpio moon. I'm telling you, there's always a freaking theme. You, Janine, you have Scorpio rising and a Scorpio moon, which means that this lunation, this full moon, is happening on your ascendant next to your natal moon, and it is pinging into your partnership sector. The unexpected behavior, the unexpected situation, is happening with your partner. Now you are. Maybe for you, this is you're revealing a secret. Maybe for you, you are letting go of something that has haunted you for a very long time that will help you with a healing connected to a relationship. But this is a pretty emotional full moon for you, Janine, with Scorpio rising and a Scorpio moon. I would expect some news and developments, and if you're in a relationship, I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of pressure on that relationship right now. You have Saturn squaring you have Saturn conjunct your Venus right now. Venus is love, and it rules your marriage sector. It's in your home and family sector. There is stress here with a partner that relates to your domestic world. If you're not married, if you're not in any relationship, then that Saturn-Venus thing could be about your mother. It could be about a female relative that you're having some trouble with, maybe a sister. But I suspect it could quite possibly be hitting you in both areas of your life at the same time. The moon does rule mother and female energy in home, and Uranus rules your home and family sector. So I'm going to tell you, Janine, it looks like there's something going on with mom or sister, and if you're married or in a committed relationship living with somebody, there's something going on there. Could be some healing, could be some secrets being revealed, could be health stuff.
So you say... moon and rising a lot. What's the difference between your sun sign is
your
astrological sign?
Yeah,
right?
Your sun sign is the qualities that you're learning to develop in this lifetime. So you're learning to be a Gemini
based on the month you're born.
Based on the date that you're born,
right.
And so that's your sun sign. Your moon sign rules your emotions, your habit patterns, what you need and crave to feel safe.
Okay.
And the rising sign, the ascendant, if you look at your birth chart, it's at the 9 o'clock position. It opens up your whole chart. It's the cover of your book. It's your astrological handshake. It's how you meet the world. It's what you look like. It's what people see about you immediately. So for Janine, her ascendant is Scorpio and her moon is Scorpio.
Is that rare to have an ascendant and a moon in the same?
It's not totally rare. No, it depends on your time of birth. But for her, it basically is she comes across as very intense. People might have a hard time looking her in the eyes because Scorpio sees through everybody's bullshit. And she is very deep and penetrating and emotional, very intuitive. She would come across like that.
So you mentioned that this full moon is going to affect Scorpio a lot.
It's in Scorpio, yeah.
I have a Scorpio, Virgo moon, Scorpio rising. If it's just your rising, that's a Scorpio. How does that affect you?
Well, okay.
My mom's not coming up till June, so my Jerry Springer moment has some time.
Hang on. You're June 16th, 1978, 5:18 p.m. Okay, so this full moon is actually happening in your... Oh, you have a Scorpio moon, too. You don't have a Virgo moon.
Scorpio moon, Virgo rising, I thought.
New Hyde Park, or is this a different Brian? You were born in New Hyde Park?
No, Long Island Jewish.
Okay, so then that's a different...
Well, that's... Yeah,
that's a different Brian.
Yeah, that's right. Long Island Jewish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but isn't that Mineola?
No.
Your birthday is June 16th, 1978?
Yeah, 5:15 p.m. Yeah.
Okay, you have a Scorpio moon.
Okay.
You have Scorpio rising. I don't know, where'd you get Virgo?
My mother.
Your mother?
Had told me that, yeah, years ago. That's fine.
No. So anyway, this is happening in your 12th house. So what you're releasing is connected to some emotions related to past betrayal, past trust issues, okay? Stuff like that is going on with you. And you could be releasing that. You could be letting that go.
Okay.
Sounds good to you, right? If you're in therapy, let's say you're in therapy. You would have some kind
no
of...
No therapist can handle me.
But. If you were in therapy and you had a therapy session Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of this week,
yeah,
you would have an emotional breakthrough like, oh my God.
This Tuesday, actually.
But I expect a big emotional breakthrough for you.
I'll text you. Okay. I'll text you when it happens. We are actually about to do psychic readings with psychic medium Jeffrey Wands. 631-955-0943. Somehow 45 minutes just flew by. Yeah. In the meantime, as you start calling now, Maria, how do people find you? You're doing the podcast too, right?
Oh, yeah, twice a month. It's not every week like this. It's only twice a month because I can't commit. So, to the podcast.
Yeah, but you're pretty much on twice a month with us. So, that's like a monthly thing now.
Weekly. Yeah, every time I get to talk with you guys, so. you're more fun because you're a person. The podcast is just like, you know, audio Skype. But anyway, that's the Insightful Astrology Podcast. The episode that I'm doing tomorrow is in honor of the Scorpio Moon. And it is actually, I have a really special guest about sexual trauma and sexual betrayal.
Okay.
Sex addicts, an expert who counsels spouses of sex addicts is coming on the show, and we're going to talk about this in that dimension. So it's not just about astrology. It is all metaphysical tools, and I tie in the astrology. And
what time?
It has to be published. We record. It's a pre-record.
Gotcha.
So we're doing it tomorrow. It should be out Monday night or Tuesday. But just look, the Insightful Astrology Podcast. It's everywhere. Spotify, iTunes.
We'll definitely check it out.
And so, but for me, just go to my website, insightfulastrology.com, if you want to connect with me.
All right. And while you're calling in addition to talking to Jeffrey, you would like a quick astrology reading, I need your date of birth, place of birth, and time of birth. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hello.
How you doing? Could you lower the computer on?
Of course.
We are hearing you. Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him. Who's this?
This is Maribel.
Hey, Maribel.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So just a couple of questions. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to talk to you. Right, I hope everybody's doing well.
We are, thank you.
You're not from New York, huh, Maribel?
No, I'm from Houston.
She's in Texas.
Houston, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is from Houston, Texas. So, Jeffrey, I'm going to see...
You need to focus on finishing school.
Okay, I need to focus on finishing school.
Yes.
Stop
worrying about marriage. Marriage is there. It will happen. Your boys are going to do well. You need to focus on your identity, your purpose.
Okay, do you see me getting into school, like, this summer?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm so happy you answered me.
Why not? I mean, you need to be in the medical field. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Have patience with the relationship. You're in the right relationship. Stop making yourself crazy.
Okay, yeah, patience. You always tell me patience.
You don't have patience. You know that.
I don't. What about my financial situation? You think everything's going to get better?
Yes, absolutely. I see improvement.
Okay, any word that, you know...
No, the biggest thing right now is you have to believe in yourself. You're a late bloomer. You're a mom. You have a lot on your plate. And you got to give things a chance and things are going to grow.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for answering me.
All right. Don't have so much doubt in yourself.
Thank you for being so polite.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I don't ever miss you guys this show.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Oh, also raise the bar with your taste in life, honey.
Yeah. You're going to do fine, Maribel. Just stop overthinking, okay?
Okay, I will
take a breath, relax, look at the big picture. Okay, the boys are doing good. You're going to get where you need to be. You have someone who loves you. Stop being so insecure.
Okay, perfect.
Don't drive them crazy.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Okay.
I'll try not to.
Have a great day.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, no, that's a brand new voice.
Okay, I'm... amazed.
That's
like, you
a
just
brand
want,
new
like,
voice.
Boom, 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 all these details about her, her boys, her, wow.
Were you in when he predicted the next caller?
No.
Stevie was here, and the woman's name was like Claire or whatever, and he kept saying, Janice, you have to do what's right for Janice. And I'm like staring at him. He's like, do what's right. And I'm like, just.
It's not that. It's a slur.
And finally, I'm like this. He looks at me. I'm like, he's like, why aren't you answering me? I'm like, because her name is Claire. So we all had a laugh. Next phone call. Hi, who's this? Please tell me your name's not Janice. She goes, it's Janice.
So you are on the next call.
Come on.
It happens. I can't help it sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was.
It gets a little crazy. I can't help it. It's frequencies.
It's very cool. Matter of fact.
Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hi, this is Jill Gavin.
Jill, how you doing, honey? Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Jill.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I typed in before. I lost my mom October of 19, and my dad.
Yeah, one has to be with the other. You know that. They're soulmates.
Yeah, I know, but they were divorced for a long time.
It doesn't matter. They always loved each other. They just hated each other. You know how that works.
Yeah, so I'm, like, sad.
Don't be sad. Your dad had enough, and your mom blames your dad because she's laughing because she said that he ruined the plan. He was supposed to go first.
Well, that's true. That is true.
I know. But you shouldn't be sad because they're together. They're getting along much better on that side than they did on this side.
That's true.
Focus on your world. Your mother couldn't be more proud of you.
I know.
Stop making life so difficult, you know?
Yeah, that's me, though. But I'm looking to relocate. What
you will. You will. You're going to end up by water. Don't do mountains. Do water.
I'm by water now.
You're supposed to be by water.
Yeah.
You'll get your opportunity. Have a little patience. It's not your strength.
Glen Oaks, Queens.
That's true.
It's no big deal.
Been hard, but I'm glad they're together, and I thank you very much.
No, your mother had one complaint. She didn't like the way her hair looked, and she wasn't thrilled with the outfit.
Ooh, she probably wanted, I knew it.
Well, I'm not trying to make you crazy. I'm just trying to make
I know,
realize that you did the best you could, and your mother has her way of doing things, which is different than your way of doing things.
Right. It doesn't change anything. That's funny.
You know, so don't torture yourself. At least know that she's happy.
That's great.
She said, live your life.
Yeah. She always did say that.
All right. And she said, don't cut your hair. Let your hair grow.
Okay.
All right. So stop making your life complicated.
All right.
He's good. Your dad's laughing. He goes, what's for dinner?
What's for dinner?
The man misses food.
Yeah.
He had a hard time with the congestive heart failure at the end.
Right.
He couldn't breathe, honey.
What, my dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad. He's complaining. He's got to deal with your mother. He's got to deal with his mother. He's got his mother-in-law there. His aunt is there. Everybody's there.
Oh, he must be going crazy.
Yeah, he said there's no quiet in that world.
Well, he should be having a drink with his mother and his ex-mother-in-law. So.
He is.
Are there bars on that side?
Yes, there is. He said, as long as she's buying.
Yeah. He used to say that to her all the time.
I know. That's what he's saying now. So have a little peace in what you're doing.
I don't want to die if there's no Momos on the other side. It'd be terrible. Listen, honey, you have a good night, and thank you.
Thank you.
So I solved the mystery of when I was born, and I came into this world in controversy.
Oh.
Born into it. I was the first baby born in the new pediatric wing of the hospital at the time, and they couldn't figure out where I was born. Children born at Long Island, I remember my mother telling me about this. Children born at Long Island Jewish Medical Center are typically born at Katz Women's Hospital on the Queens side of the complex. Thus, those children are born within New York City, not the Nassau County side of Lake Success. Wing itself spreads over the border.
So you're Glen Oaks, which is only 1 minute.
Yeah, well, you know what's in Glen Oaks?
No.
Psychiatric place.
Yeah, that's right.
Really? Well, South Oaks is right here.
No, Glen Oaks has a psychiatric place.
You trying to tell me something?
Not at all.
And you have Mars in Virgo. That's your Virgo planet, not the moon. And did you want me to tell you when you're getting married again, or should I shut up about that?
No, I'm good. Three times is enough, you know. Okay. Especially with pineapple sitting right there. We could, like, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin things with pineapple, right?
She's patient enough with me. God bless her. She deserves an award. We're gonna make a statue up for her.
Man, you know, with friends like you guys, my esteem always comes.
Come on. one. She's been a very great.
Just have that breakthrough on Tuesday.
Oh, that's what I need to do, right?
That's all you need to do this week.
You need to have the breakthrough and appreciate. You're good.
Maybe I'll text you on Tuesday after the breakthrough, right?
No doubt.
You're on with Medium Inc. and possible Dr. Maria DeSimone. Who's this?
Hi, it's Lena, and it's pronounced Kapuskasing.
Okay, in slow motion, one more time, Lena.
Kapuskasing.
You crazy Canadians and your weird words. How are you, by the way?
It is a hard word to say.
Are you,
I'm good.
Are you safe up north or what?
Oh, yeah, we're totally safe. Everybody's moving up here because there's no cases.
Okay.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, but they can't spell the name of the town that they're in, so they'll never get mail.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
That's true.
Better off that way. I'm just wondering, there's been a lot of loss in my family lately, and I'm wondering if you're getting anything from them, Jeffrey.
There's a whole group here. There's a grandmother that's standing forward. I have somebody else that had, this is a male energy, which would have been like either a blood clot or like something with his head. So there's like a combination of things.
Okay.
All right. Like he didn't have a great passing, but he's actually doing much better now.
Okay.
All right. Like he's a father figure.
Sorry?
He's a dad figure.
Okay.
He said, don't live in sin.
Okay.
He said, unless you're married, don't live with him.
All right.
So he's old school.
He's very,
right.
He's very old school.
Okay. And I'm just wondering
there's a little girl running around you, but she's in spirit.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me in the chat.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize, but I see this little girl when I started talking to you. And
okay.
For some reason, she's connected to you guys. So either she was supposed to be your sister or... You know, someone missed with her?
My mom did have a miscarriage.
And then I think that's who this is.
Okay. Because I feel there's been somebody around us for a long time.
It's good. It's not bad.
More,
well, she
more so when my...
Yeah, she would have been your sister.
Wow. That's crazy. Awesome. Okay. Do you feel things getting better for my boyfriend soon with his kids and everything?
You cannot fix what's broken. He has to fix it himself.
Okay.
So stop being his mother, and and he creates a lot of his own problems. You know that.
No. Don't try to fix them, honey. That's why he's going to keep getting himself into trouble. If you're,
I'm not necessarily trying to fix them. I'm just seeing if things are going to look up.
He's got to do it for himself. If he does it for himself, you'll see a big change.
All right.
But you got to not be involved with this. He's going to want to do this for himself. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have a great night, Lena.
You too.
And
you guys are awesome.
Next time you move, try to move to like Jonestown, Smithtown.
Okay,
all right, something easy. I'll talk to you later.
It's kind of fun watching you try to struggle with it, though.
it's terrible. Have a good day. Bye bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
I had to do like one of my first big breaks. I had to do a fill in for traffic in New Jersey, Northern Jersey, and I pronounced it Forked River because that's how it's spelled.
Okay.
It's Forked River. Uh-huh. And I had every North Jerseyan so angry at me. If in New York, I go back to New York to study, I'm not going to pronounce your names. I'll be...
I would have said Forked too. Yeah. You know what I would have said after that? Forked you.
Forked you, yep, exactly. Just calm down. You know, we live on Long Island. We are the king of weird town names.
Yeah, really.
Abaquag and
lots of quags.
You leave my town out of this.
You know how long it took me to pronounce Copaig?
Right.
That's like just it defies spelling. Well,
are you from the island?
I'm from Queens.
She's a Queens girl.
I'm from Queens. I'm 2 years a Long Island girl. You're never gonna take the Queens out of me. But I mean Copaig. Like I'm like really Copaig. Hopog, come on now, all these names.
Hiya, Hopog. I'm in.
It's not like Ozone Park.
Where in Queens?
I was born in Ozone Park, and then I lived in Howard Beach for like 25 years after.
Howard Beach is the flattest land ever. There's not a single hill anywhere near Howard Beach.
No, because it's built on swamp.
It's all swamp.
Yep.
Sand.
Stop yelling at me. Hi, you're on Media Mink.
Hi, I'd love to speak to Jeffrey Wands if possible.
Yeah, he's right here.
Hi.
Hi, Jeffrey.
How are you?
Hi, my name's Michelle. So happy to speak with you.
Well, good. We're happy to speak
What's
to
up
you.
With the politeness tonight? Everybody is so polite. I love it.
I'm a nice person.
She's a very nice person. Michelle, where's the August birthday, August anniversary?
My brother has a birthday in August.
Okay, because I have an older female who's very concerned about him.
I lived in Whitestone.
Very concerned about my brother?
Yeah, like either he's about to make a big decision, a big choice.
Yes.
But
yes.
He's concerned about him. I think this is your Nana, your grandmother.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
You know, she likes to favor the males.
Yes. Yes.
So she makes no bones about the fact that she likes that.
Right. Correct.
All right. And then the grandfather likes you, so you're good.
Anything, I have a surgery coming up.
You'll be
Anything
fine. You're not going anywhere.
Yay. And how about business?
First, get your health in order. That's what the next 3 months are about.
Okay.
Then the business comes. Then you can count the money. You know, get one of those machines that count the 20s and the hundreds.
No hundreds?
I just said 20s and hundreds.
Great, great.
But take care of your health. That's the most important part right now.
Yes, I am. I'm working on it.
All right. If you don't do that, it's not going to get you to where you want to be.
I understand.
All right. Everything will work out. You'll get cleaned out. You'll feel much better.
Thank you so much.
All right, no torturing.
You have a great night, honey. Take care.
You too.
Thank you for being so polite.
Aw, thanks for being so nice.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We'll do one more call before we do. Maria, what is your website again?
InsightfulAstrology.com.
We've been getting asked a few times.
Oh, thank you. Well, go check it out.
Insightful, I can handle. Astrology, I can't spell too well.
Insightful
so.
Astrology, and my name is Maria D. Simone. So if you Google me, you'll find my YouTube channel with your free monthly videos. There's video horoscopes on the YouTube channel every month.
I've actually watched some of them. They're pretty interesting.
Are they? With my dog tearing up my living room in the background?
Yes.
Maple's a YouTube star.
Listen, when it comes to animals, I'm pro. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hi, it's Debbie McDonald. How are you?
Debbie?
Yeah.
How you doing, Debbie? Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
I would, please.
Hey, Debbie.
Jeffrey, it's been a long, long time. I actually came to see you a couple of times. I had lost all of my jewelry. Someone stole it after my husband died.
Yeah, your husband's actually standing behind you. He's blaming you for that.
Yeah, well, hey. Not my fault, really.
I know, but he thinks it is.
Yeah, well.
He always blamed you for everything.
Yeah, he did. But I was lucky enough to have a second love, which was wonderful. It took 9 years, but it happened.
Good.
And now he died this past August.
Oh, so there's going to be number three. You know that, right?
Yeah, so you've mentioned. I'm hoping for that. You know, it's been an awful, awful year. I lost a stepdaughter and her husband.
Oh,
God.
And my partner. And
yeah, but you know what? This year is about cleansing and starting fresh. And you will move in a new direction, which is going to be good.
Yeah, there's a guy that seems interested, and I'm just
Go
wondering
slow.
If it's real.
You know what your two husbands said? He goes, he doesn't have any money. Go for the money this time.
Actually, he does have money.
Well, according to your husband, he said he's cheap.
I don't, huh?
You haven't seen enough to know.
Yeah, okay. I you know, when you get to an age, you got to be careful.
I know, well, you have to be careful. I mean, he's definitely interested, but take your time. And don't rush.
Right. Follow your heart, honey. Just because you are a certain age doesn't mean you need to get married tomorrow.
Agreed.
Now, I'm not planning on getting married at all. I mean, you know, I just want to know that it's like not.
No, he's fine. He's not toxic.
You know. Okay. Listen, I miss you. I moved to Georgia.
Well, I do phone. I do phone stuff and I do virtually.
Yeah.
I can do Zoom. I can do FaceTime. And I can also do WhatsApp. So you reach out.
Yeah, I certainly will. I certainly will. And I enjoy the astrology so much. I mean, I am a Scorpio as well, but you've been doing a lot of Scorpio.
Do you know your date of birth, place of birth, and time of birth? Because we're wrapping up.
I know my date of birth is 11/12/52. I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico at 9, 10 in the morning.
Did she say 62? You said 1962?
52.
52, okay.
So 1952. And you said that so fast. What time were you born?
9:10.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
And where were you born?
San Juan, Puerto Rico.
San Juan.
We're not making it easy for you tonight. We're all over the map. England, yeah, Canada, Puerto Rico.
I mean, it's...
my dad was stationed down
there. Common places come up. Okay.
Your dad's still around. He's with you.
So you...
Thank you.
My
dear, I feel him.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, look at your Scorpio energy there. Okay, so this full moon for you is... You know, the full moon, even though you're a Scorpio, the full moon is not close to your sun sign. You're like a 20-degree Scorpio. This full moon is more like 8 degrees. I'm looking at some other more interesting things for you. So I actually believe Jeffrey was talking about your love life, right? Opening up and all of that. And
yeah.
I was listening, but I may have missed a few details here. But I have to.
I'm not dead.
I have to say, you've got the lottery aspect coming in astrology. So it's really cool. This is actually a really happy way to end the show. Okay, to talk. I don't think I've ever talked about the lottery aspect.
So no. I'm really hoping that it's real.
Okay. Well, hold on a second, honey, because the second she said lottery, you know,
I've never talked about the lottery aspect. So let me tell you about the lottery aspect. Jupiter is the planet of luck and abundance, growth, prosperity. Okay, and Uranus is the planet of unexpected developments. When the planet Uranus meets Jupiter by conjunction, that translates into unexpected growth spurt. And if you Google Uranus-Jupiter aspect, you're going to find it called the lottery aspect in astrology. And you literally are winning the lottery in love very soon. I mean, it touches your chart in August of 2021, but the exact math of this lottery aspect shows up in May of 2022, where the math is exact, but it is showing up for you as early as August. I cannot remember what Jeffrey said about your love life situation, but you're winning the lottery in love. And I never say this to people because it has to be in the chart itself, but the fifth house rules gambling and speculation. And you were born with the lottery aspect in your chart. You were born with a relationship between Jupiter and Uranus in your marriage sector that's very favorable. So, yes, you will marry men with money, good fortune, all that. But I actually think you should take a risk. Take a gamble this August. Do something fun with money, speculation, because it looks pretty favorable for you. And I don't usually say that to people. So I'm saying that to you. Okay, but
you know, I moved to Georgia with my partner.
Okay,
we certainly were both not from there, and we just ended up there.
So you're with somebody right now,
and now the guy I'm seeing or talking to anyway is in Chicago. I don't know where the hell I'm going to end up.
Did Jeffrey say you're staying with this guy, or is there a different guy?
No, he didn't say.
Okay, he was
cheap. That makes sense to me. We're not trying to break up your love life or anything, but be open because you're winning the lottery in love, and it can happen as early as August. But absolutely, you're feeling this big time in 2022, big time.
That's all right.
Save her address.
I know the guys. I was their last. You know, their very last love. I was fortunate to have been somebody's last love.
Aww,
twice.
That's beautiful.
And that's an amazing, amazing thing. And I'm not done. I feel like I'm really not done.
You're not.
You're not. No, you're not. You're not. Definitely not. This is good.
Well, on that note,
thank
honey.
Thank you, everybody.
We have to wrap up, thank you so much for the phone call because this was a fun way to end the show.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, guys. I'm looking forward to this.
You have a great
and
night,
I'd like
honey.
To know.
Yes, please let us know.
Yeah, the lottery. Whoopee. Yes. Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
That was fun. Maria, one more time, your website, insightfulastrology.com.
Yes. Sir. Sure.
And when do you do the podcast?
Oh, twice a month. It's pre-recorded. So just you could look at the archive episodes. I think I have like 90 or something. It's been
you
a
have
while.
That many?
Well, because I used to do it every week, and then I stopped because I couldn't do it every week anymore. I didn't want to. I have to be – but it's all different guests. It's not – it's me talking about astrology and
right.
great astrologers. I have always really great astrologers, but I also have different metaphysicians, numerologists, psychics, mediums. You know, there's the sex expert tomorrow. I mean
– so it's kind of like this show, Sans the Sex Expert.
Listen, I'm into everything. everything where you could grow into your soul. That's what the whole point is.
I would love to have a sex expert on this show just to watch him squirm. But, more than anything.
You'd be surprised.
The day you called that girl the size queen, that was my favorite.
Oh, I was here that day.
Yeah,
yes.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye. That was a fun show.
It was fun.
Thank you. Oh, my God, Jeffrey, thank you for being psychic and telling him to plug this in and whatever he did. Because, man, that was weird. I'm not unplugging this, Brian, because I'm afraid. There's so many wires. I don't want to ruin your system because I probably would.
No, you won't.